Esteban. Estegada. Hey, everybody, welcome to Keys to the Jet. I'm Red, and we are recording. Just a quick thing before we start. Don't forget to go to patreon.com/Keys to the Jet podcast and join, be a paying member at Patreon for $5 a month to help.
Where'd all of our names go?
From a third world podcast to a first world podcast. They went there because I have our banner up.
Oh.
And yeah. So like, share, I'll let everybody subscribe. Else introduce themselves. Yeah, you know.
Oh, there it is.
My bad. Right. I just had to get that thing in before we started, you know. Had to get that thing in there, you know.
Oh, we know.
What's going on today, guys? Who are you?
I'm Rhino. Oh.
And I'm Blackbeard.
He's looking up at us.
Yeah, I know.
Hello.
Hi. Yep. Right there.
How's everybody doing? Y'all doing all right? Y'all doing okay? You're hurting feelings today? You're herking feelings?
Herking feelings.
That's you're very dark at. Today. You have a, you're kind of dark today. Do you have a light there, buddy?
Or extra dark.
Computer screen. There he is. Oh,
there we go. Now they can see exactly what picture to put on the hurt feelings report.
I remember somebody putting the hurt feelings report in support at Tyndall. Like, at the end of the support counter, they were right there. It was funny as fuck.
That's you know awesome. What I
mean? Yeah, it was great. It was awesome. So what's going on today? What y'all want to talk about?
I don't know. You sent us a link and told us to join, so we don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you're right. You know what we should talk about today? This is, you know what's an important thing in aviation today? Tools.
Tools.
You know, let's talk about tools.
Tool control.
I wanted to get to tool control on our next episode. Kind of throw FOD in with it, right? Today I want to talk about tools like, what would be your dream box, and then, you know, go like how many drawers, what would be in the drawers, you know what I mean? Like what size box, things like that. And then like must have tools, you know,
can I also just say the entire Snap-on truck?
There you go.
Like that's my toolbox.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be nice. Just roll you'd be your own expediter.
Yeah,
just with your own Snap-on truck, just fucking rolling, dude.
Have a hammock in the back that you can sleep in.
Mm-hmm. Have a hammock in the back.
It's too early for that yet.
It's not, though. It really isn't.
I'd go out there and work on those airplanes. I'd get my own Snap-on truck out there, roll around, be my
roll around and be the greatest Snap-on truck out there. Be the greatest.
Check the borders of the flight line.
We do really
we need to do. We need to check the borders. The borders are important. I would use Snap-on. It's American made. None of that China stuff.
China.
And little Mikey uses stuff from China, like his mower. That's why his grass is always the greenest.
Yeah. So, you know what? And I think tools. Obviously, you have to have tools to work on airplanes, right? Well,
one tool.
You can use a hammer and a screwdriver, and you can get a lot done.
Inch and 7/8. That's why
you get a Johnson bar.
Ooh, a J bar too.
Johnson.
That is the
Johnson bar.
Yeah, ooh. That is a J bar.
J bar.
J bar Johnson.
J bar Johnson.
Hammer. It's all kinds of things.
Yeah, it is all kinds of things.
You know, so, people don't know on this when I was in the military, that newer program. People didn't know what a J-bar was.
That's crazy.
We had them. Mm-hmm. We had like six of them. They were brand new. Nobody ever touched them. And when we checked it out, they were like, oh, these things that nobody ever gets? Like, how the fuck do people don't check that out?
That's crazy talk, because on the F-15, we use the J-bar every day.
Yeah.
I mean,
every day. Like that thing was amazing.
I loved it. It worked wonders. Yeah. Blackbeard, why are you so quiet today? What's going on?
Oh, you're talking about
We're talking about tools, but let me ask you a question.
He's married now, that's why.
Oh yeah, he is. I can't say much.
Yeah. Under investigation.
They've got me under surveillance. I can't say much. No. Let me ask a question. Cows out today?
No, they're not. They're up in their pen. Because the fence is down.
So one can say the cows did not come home last night. No, they didn't come home.
They did not.
Well, all right.
Dude, yeah. We got to have like AI on here as like a guest, but it's just Donald Trump.
Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah, he'd be like this.
And then everybody just drop out and it's the AI and Mikey.
Just talking.
Just arguing with each other.
Listen, man. I tried writing you messages.
Let's talk about your Cable Ace Award.
Let's talk about buttered sausage. Talk about buttered sausage, where it comes from, what it does. Why is it doing what it's doing? Get it out of my face. What about buttered sausage?
That's not your jam. It's not your thing. You don't like it?
It's not like my jam. I don't buy jam. I buy honey, and I kiss it on the lips.
Oh, amazing. That's amazing. Every time we play it, every time we play it, it makes me laugh. Makes me giggle.
He needs to change his name instead of the general to Sergeant Drake Savage.
Wait, who's that? Who's
that's from Black Sheep.
It's Gary Busey.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He was the crazy army dude in the woods.
Oh yeah. He lived in a bus, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, I haven't seen that movie in a long time. I need to go see that movie.
He hides in a tree that everybody can see him in with an RPG that nobody notices.
That's crazy. Hell yeah. You know what? Hey, listen, let's talk about airplanes for a second. Airplanes. Okay.
Airplanes.
What would be, I know there's only a few of them, but what would be your top airplane movies? And go.
Ooh.
Rhino.
Ooh, that's hard.
Mm.
Like, doesn't matter what era?
No.
No.
I'll have to say my favorite movie, like growing up and stuff, was Memphis Belle.
That was my favorite movie. Still is.
They did such a good job at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The old B-17. That's why I really enjoy Masters of the Air. There's a lot of digital effects, but I mean, they had to because there's not many of them flying around.
Masters of the Air is sick.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
All true stories, too, about like Rosie Rosenthal and Buck McLevin and all them.
Yeah, I finally got Apple TV and just finished it. I literally just finished it last week.
Yeah,
I fucking love that show, dude. I was like, wow.
But yeah, Memphis Belle was probably my favorite. Still
Memphis
is.
Belle, which is that one? Which one is that one?
Back in the late 90s, early 90s.
Yeah.
I don't remember watching that. I'm going to have to watch it.
So it had like Harry Connick Jr. In it. Had,
had a lot Rudy. Of the dude from Rudy.
Sean Astin.
Yeah.
From the Goonies, too.
Yep.
Yeah, he was the ball turret gunner.
Yeah. What about Red Tails? Did you guys like Red Tails? The Red Tails movie?
I didn't watch it.
No. You guys see it? It was a lot of... Same thing with Masters of the Air. There's a lot of digital effects, but it was good. But it was right. There's an original one with Lawrence Fishburne called Tuskegee Airmen.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Okay. I'll check it out. I think another one of my favorites, it obviously wasn't Airplane. I mean, it was based around airplanes. Con Air. I liked Con Air.
You just like because Nicolas Cage's hair is blown as soon as he slipped
out. Blown in the wind. Because he's looking at the sun.
Cyrus the Virus.
Cyrus the Virus. Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was a cool movie. You know, based around a trash hauler. But still. You know, it's okay.
Was it the C-126?
Yeah, it was like a little C-130.
Yeah, it had the
two props
and the jet engines on the outer wing. It was a 126.
Just had props on it.
I don't know. It was a trash hauler to me. I don't remember.
123? The boxcar.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck it was.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Or Flight of the Phoenix was good. Dennis Quaid.
Oh, yeah. Was that the one in the desert where they got stuck in the desert? Yeah, that was a cool one. Most people just go straight to like Iron Eagle, fucking Top Gun.
Top Gun. You know?
Yeah. Iron that's Eagle. Not. No.
Mm.
Most people that we know from the military would go straight to that. They go, the only Air Force movie out there is Iron Eagle.
It was a C-123.
Damn. Can you give us the specs on a C-123? What are the specs? Like engines?
Was that like an original Swiss Army knife model? Or
was it? Was it the 1990 Swiss Army knife?
Yeah.
For airplanes?
So the aircraft was delivered to the U.S. Air Force during the mid-1950s as a C-123B.
Whoa!
And like most C-123s, it was converted to a C-123K, fitted with underwing jet pods.
Yeah.
In the mid to late 1960s, the provider spent its last military flying days with the 302 Tactical Air Wing
crashing into Las Vegas.
It was retired to MASDC at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, Arizona.
Well, now it's called AMARC.
1981. Mazdic. Magical Dick.
Magic Dick.
Where it received inventory code CP-064. For unknown reasons, it was transferred to the U.S. Navy on 21 August 1984. Remains in storage, blah, 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 blah.
Wow.
It was sold in 86.
Wow.
Went to Alaska. That's a very used up airplane right there.
It's a laundry list. Laundry list of things going on there.
Stand in number one. Oh, multiple movies.
It sounds like a definite Swiss Army knife.
It was a Swiss Army knife of trash haulers in movies. How many movies was it in?
So the first one.
Oh, Air America.
I don't know where it was.
You ever seen that movie? That's okay. I'll say that's another top one. Air America had Mel Gibson and young Robert Downey Jr.
I have to go back and check that out.
Dude, you have to. It's a good one.
See, this is why I ask the questions, because I don't have that many, you know what I mean? And, you know. Come on, now, come on, do. Fucking bearded bears
are waiting for you.
Yeah, wow. Yep, so it's got wings. What color was it painted? I think there's one.
It's the camouflage.
I think there's one at the end of the run, or not the end of the runway.
Yeah, over on the other side.
Yeah.
Southern part.
Yes.
Yes, there's one over there.
That's the one that the Blackbeard put up that was for sale. That we wanted to use for a studio. Remember, you put up a meme about it that we wanted to use for a rolling
podcast studio.
I don't think it was that one, but I think it was something similar. Remember that meme?
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool.
That
as shit.
One was in like Tehachapi, I think.
Yeah, that would be cool. That would be great.
Would be real nice.
It would be real nice.
Well, you just put it on a trailer, so it's mobile.
Yeah, why not?
That'd be cool as shit.
Yeah.
I don't know
what would we pull it though? How would we pull it?
With the old blue diesel bread trucks.
There you go. Has to be a bread truck. Or a heavy Chevy. You can find a heavy Chevy somewhere.
Chevy. Yeah. You're just rolling down the highway in a Coleman screaming.
Wah 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 wah. One of the old PSIs. Wah 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 with the suicide doors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those kids don't know about those these days. They don't know. Man, those things will bounce your nuts out, dude.
Have you seen the newer Colemans? Like the brand new ones?
No.
Same design, but they're just a lot better. They got like air conditioning and shit.
No little Whirly fan.
No little Whirly fan. You had to open that all the
never,
windows.
That never fucking worked. Or it would turn on, then it'd be like,
barely spin. And then you'd like tap on it, and then it'd be
Do you ever get one stuck in crab, and then you just start going back and forth on the flight line?
Happened all the time.
Yeah. The one time it happened to me, and I was freaking out. It was very foggy. It was very foggy on the flight line, and I was like, "Oh shit, I'm gonna crash into a jet and die, or I'm gonna crash into a jet and go to jail because I crashed into multiple jets." And Tyndall flight line was very foggy on swing shift a lot. Mostly in the summer, right? Is it mostly in the summer?
Sorry about that. I don't remember it really being that.
You don't remember? You don't remember the ghost fog or the zombie fog?
That sounds familiar. Very familiar.
There's fucking zombie fog that would just like sock in the flight line. You couldn't see shit. And then we'd go grab the infrared thermometers out of our toolboxes, and then we'd point the lasers at each other. It would look like laser tag all over.
Yeah, I remember that. That's right. Laser beams everywhere. Yep.
Laser beams.
Because we were idiots.
Mm-hmm. No. We're not idiots.
Because we were fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we were fun. Most would call us idiots, but we were fun.
You see McCord got all fucked up, I guess, at the air show? There was an air show or something. And
recently
weather came in. Yeah, I think it was this weekend. And they fucked up a bunch of airplanes.
Briefly saw that.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
McCord's got what, C-17s?
I have no idea. There was like a little prop job Cessna flipped over. Had like a bunch of tents.
I saw something on fucking Facebook today that said that people taking pictures of the flight line are getting Article 15s.
All of them.
Where?
McCord.
Oh, at McCord?
Yeah.
Good. They all deserve
Article 15s. Do you remember the chief back in the day? You'd go talk to a chief and he'd have like one or two Article 15s up on his wall, framed, and had like a DUI up there as well.
Red remembers the one we had, the wall of stripes.
Colonel Z, dude.
Yeah. He had a bunch of all the stripes Colonel he took off fucking Z. Airmen he would put on his fucking wall.
Bro, he would make you cut that shit off in his office and throw that shit.
Cut your stripes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yes, you would make you cut that shit off in his office and throw it up on the wall.
Okay.
It's like, yeah, after you go hunting, you fucking put up your carcass. That's what he did.
Trophy room.
That wouldn't go over today with the PC police at all. You know, all the PC babies in the Air Force now.
He made me cut my stripe off.
My PC babies. I can't believe he made me do a PT test.
Yeah.
Wah. I can't believe he made me cut my hair. I really wanted to make a fad out of it. You know? I don't know. Dude, there's so many people. Like, have you seen people, their hair or redonk?
Yeah.
Redonk. We would get fucked up.
Oh, I know. It's completely good. All the regs are crazy now.
Yeah. They're allowed to do whatever the fuck they want.
The one that gets me is walking around with your hands in your pockets.
Yeah.
Seen all the airmen on like TikTok and shit like that?
Oh,
so I guess airmen, they've been going live and then like getting gifts and asking for gifts and money and shit like that. And, now that it's been on the Air Force Airmen NCO site so much, like people go on there and are trolling them. Like, what's your name? What's your AFSC? What's your base? Like, what's your commander's name? Just so they can fucking snitch on him.
But they don't give a shit anymore. So,
and while you know, I respect the hustle as a broke airman, because, you know, if we had that kind of shit back in the day, would we do the same thing? To a same degree, we would.
Probably not. Because they would kick your ass if you even stopped for longer than a quick stop on the way home in your uniform.
Oh, that's true. Fuckers are just
full-on videos.
They're doing like while at work. TikTok challenges and dances, like when they're in the middle of Walmart or some shit.
Yeah, doing this shit while they're at work. Fucking like I said, dude. To a degree, trying to earn some extra side cash. Okay.
But, yeah, you deliver pizzas. That's how you get
the side. Don't use the uniform for don't use the uniform to get the clout, you know.
Get the clout.
2%.
2%.
2%.
What's a 2%?
The clout. Percentage of people that have joined the military.
Oh, it's 2% now.
2%.
It used to be 1%. You're part of the 1%ers. That's what they always say.
Dude. So I woke up at 6 this morning. Remember how I said I was going to train for the Murph?
Mm-hmm. Murphy.
How'd that go?
Oh, my God. I died. I got up and I ran.
Ooh.
And then I went in and then I did 10 rounds of 5 kettlebell rows, 5 push-ups, and 10 squats. And then went and... The worst part was the run.
Yeah. Did you run a mile?
No. No, it was like a quarter mile.
500 feet?
Down the street.
It was a quarter mile. It was a quarter.
You ran down the street, ran into Big Dick Mick, and turned around.
Oh, shit. I was like, oh, shit, that's Big Dick Mick. Cover my butthole. I'm out.
And ran faster.
Yeah, and then I ran faster because it's like right when the coyotes... Because it was at 6 o'clock, so I woke up at 6 o'clock this morning, got out there, got it done, because I knew if I didn't get the fuck up and just do it, then I would sit in bed and argue with myself and be like, you know what? I don't even feel like doing it today. Fuck it. Let's go eat some fucking...
Jack in the Box.
Let's go eat some Jack in the Box and some peanut butter M&M's, blah, blah, blah. You know, do what you do. Sit on my bed with a bowl of peanut butter M&M's on my belly, and I fucking, you know... Shirtless.
Is that what Blackbeard does now?
No, I was talking about you.
Oh. Me.
I'm just kidding. You. That's what I do.
I used to do that.
Yeah.
But I know Red did. Oh,
he does that with hot dogs.
He'd inhale so his belly got bigger so the bowl would get closer.
Yeah, exactly.
I've seen the picture of you at the steakhouse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so yes.
Little puppy dog.
That was a thick old boy.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, you should have made a meme where it's like the damn boy.
Damn thick. Boy. He's thick. Boy.
Thick ass boy.
That's a thick ass boy. Yeah, I've got to find that. Where? Was it in the group chat?
But then you look at Mayor.
Probably one of the old who's group
taking ones. The picture of you and he looks like a child predator.
I'll text Mayor right now.
It's probably in his messages, actually.
We need to have that fucker back on here. We should have had him on here so he can talk about his experience at Oshkosh.
Oshkosh Bagesh. Did he go to Oshkosh?
He did.
No way he did.
Yes, he did. He was sending me videos.
Ooh. Dick pic.
Why wasn't he sending me videos, the faggot?
I don't know. Mayor and I, we send each other a lot of videos on Instagram.
Whoa.
That's rude.
So rude.
Okay. Hold on. Come on, come on, I'll be waiting for you. Yeah, I'm going to text him right now. Hey, bro. He did send me a fucking rad picture of A-10s with Apaches in the background when we were at Fort Bliss that I could put up here. And it's like, I'll fucking put up here. Hey, bro.
Hey, bro.
You got that Texas Roadhouse?
Got a penny.
Roadhouse. Pick.
I just sent it.
I'm gonna make a meme.
Oh, it was at Texas Roadhouse. I thought you looked like the basket of buns.
The basket just sent of it. Buns. I tried to. Oh,
dude, I want to go to Texas Roadhouse so bad.
Invalid file type. Stupid files. You have no slides. You have no slides. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Here, you know what? I'm just going to send him a fucking invite. There we go. There you go. I sent him an invite. Come on, knock on my door. I've been waiting for you.
How do I do it? I heard the pops.
How do I do that?
Motherfucker. I'll just have to send it to your Facebook.
Yeah, that was a big fat fucker right there.
Big fatty fat fat. There you go. Sent it to your Facebook and look at it.
I'm looking.
Look at your Facebook.
I'm looking at
it. Look at it.
Did Mikey respond?
No. But you know Mikey. Who just did?
Mayor?
Just did? Mayor. I said, you want to come on? He's like, I can't right now. I said, next weekend? Ooh. Capital, 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 capital. He said, yes, sir. Mm-mm-mm. So next weekend, we've got Mayor scheduled. So stay tuned, fuckers. I forgot we're actually recording an episode right now. But it's cool, man. We're 30 minutes in. I love it. I dig it. Let me...
Can you dig it?
It's what plants crave.
Brando.
It's what plants crave.
All right, so you heard my favorite movie. Red, what was yours?
My favorite airplane movie?
Yeah.
Airplanes.
Tough. It's got to be Con Air. Con Air is my favorite airplane movie.
Who did say that? Didn't he?
So, of course, I do. I do really like Masters of the Air. As soon as I knew that was coming out, and then they fucking like said crew chiefs were really awesome, then I was like, oh, that's even better. You know? So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. I was like, wow.
You got to watch the documentary. About Masters of the Air, where they talk about a lot of them didn't, or like it wasn't really the pilots that did it. They were like the crew chiefs, man. That plane would look like busted open can when it would come back, and the next morning it's all back together and patched up and ready to go. Those dudes would do that overnight, and we never understood how they did it.
I think that was scheduled to come up next after watching it, but I didn't watch it. I should have.
Need to. It's good.
Need to.
Talks about the true stories of all the actual pilots, like Rosie Rosenthal, and interviews with them before they died, like back in like the 60s and 70s.
Yeah. Yeah. And Buck. Apple
TV.
11.
Funky butt loving. What?
Funky butt loving. That's a funny movie, dude. That's fucking.
There it is.
There it is. Immortalized on our page now. Look at that fat fuck right there.
Damn, boy.
Damn, boy. He's thick, boy. That's a thick ass boy, boy.
Dude, your head was huge.
Yeah. Look at that head.
I mean, your head's still big, but.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the main thing, the biggest thing that helped me lose a lot of weight was I went to the desert and
sweated out.
Yeah, I fucking all I did was eat right because they didn't have shit there. Like
Afghan?
No.
No.
I went to the desert and all I did was eat right and go to the gym. That's it, man. That's it.
Speaking of Afghan
and work
at Bagram, did you see the Taliban's latest
parade,
dude?
What?
With all of our vehicles, bro. All of our MRAPs, Humvees, our Blackhawks.
Blackhawks. Joe
Biden did that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did. All of our Blackhawks.
Oh yeah, big ones.
Excuse me, dude. That was a gut punch to see all that shit. Them parading down the runway.
Let me see. I want to see this bitch.
Is that another tattoo? Is that a new tattoo?
What?
Right there.
This.
Yeah, the hammer.
The hammer.
Yeah,
kind of. Yeah. I've had it for a while, since way before I moved.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you would like come on the show, you would have known that, but, you know.
I was dealing with some shit. I'm trying to come up there with you so I can see you every day.
That's fucking sweet, man.
It would be.
Be a fucking awesome
dude, place. The more you talked about it and like the more I looked into it, I was like, fuck, mm-hmm. dude, I want to go. That's I don't give a shit how much. Like, I actually found a place up in not Marina, not Castroville, but just north of that.
There's Watsonville.
Maybe it was Watsonville. It was close to the beach, but it was like $3,500 a month for it was like a little 2-bedroom, 1-bath. Nothing crazy.
But it was like a little bit better deals than that, but yeah.
It was like 2 blocks from the beach.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right, I'm sold.
Yeah, there's a lot of them like right on the coast.
Dude, I'm so down.
It's nice. Definitely a lot colder up here. But like the weather stays the same. It's like 60, 70.
It's nice.
Yes, very nice. And low stress.
Oh, that's
very low stress. Yeah.
Dude, I want to so bad. Yeah. I'm so ready. You said they do breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Yeah. 3 hot meals a day they provide us. Shit. Yeah.
Like decent stuff?
Yeah. Like Thursday, I had sushi for lunch.
Motherfucking, your browser has blocked your screen. Yeah. Click screen icon in your address bar to allow access.
Is it like you go up and like, can I just get like eggs and bacon and they'll make it?
No, it's like buffet. So it's buffet already there. Style. Yeah. But like every morning, it's usually the same breakfast. It's eggs. They've scrambled and then like over easy, over medium eggs, bacon, sausage, fruit.
What the fuck?
Dude? Sometimes like we had a. Biscuits and gravy. They switch it up a little bit for breakfast. But like lunch, every day is something different. Jambalaya, scallops, fucking
burgers.
Tacos, burgers, fucking pasta shit.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah. And like free drinks, free snacks all day long.
What?
Yeah. You just go like,
I just want a Coke Zero. And they'll be like, it's right there.
Yeah, there's a bunch of freezers, or not freezers, but fridges that are stocked with fucking drinks.
It's just like a cafeteria?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, dude, that's fucking like, legit as fuck.
Bro!
They have like a salad bar?
Yeah, usually damn, salad.
That's
yeah.
A fuck, yo.
Yo.
I'm telling you, Red, we need to go up there.
Just like the meals are fucking worth it. And yeah. They do like dinner. Every day, too.
Yeah, stop talking about food because I'm starving, dude. I woke up. I didn't even eat after I worked out this morning. And then I went back to straight back to bed. And now I'm starving, dude. Starving.
Starving Marvin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I want to go get one of those big ass subs. Last me all day.
Big. What's a big ass sub?
Jersey one Mike's.
One of those ones from Albertsons is cut in three.
Oh.
And then just live on that all day.
I heard Albertsons is all locked up now, like everything.
Yeah, it's fucking. I went there yesterday. Really?
Dude, yeah.
I went there yesterday to go get some deodorant, some body wash.
Nope.
And it was locked up. I had to wait for people. And
Tashby's not locked up.
They came up to me and I was like, why are you guys locking this shit up? Well, you know, we get one bad apple. I was like, you probably don't have, it's probably not that bad. But then I realized that they have a fucking security guard.
Yep. Do they have the gate now where you like go in and has the one-way gate?
No, not yet.
Dude, the one in Palmdale does.
Wow.
There's like a metal barrier around it. So like you can't walk past all the registers. You have to go through the little one-way entrance and you have to exit through the registers. Can't go around anymore.
The wife saw like multiple times where like teenagers grab bottles of fucking alcohol and
run out
with it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. But why are they gonna lock up everything else? I guess it's because they know they yeah. want fucking Kamala. They want Kamala to be hired.
It's annoying. Like when I see shit locked up, I don't
was that bother. A cue for me?
Kinda.
I went to Walmart one time. It was a good place. Good used to be a good place. The Kamala's here.
Used to be.
Yeah, they started doing that in Arizona too because all the Californians are moving there. And
Walmart's locked up too up here.
Yeah,
of all places, they
started fucking doing all that shit.
Like, oh, can I get deodorant? No, I gotta wait 30 minutes till fucking
they're like,
Jim Bob comes and unlocks.
They have so many losses in the East Coast from all that shit. That they gotta fucking do it on the, they gotta lock up the West Coast stores and be like, well, just in case.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. I think it's bad everywhere. Probably.
Come on, knock on my door. Where's your boyfriend this morning?
Yeah, where's the bearded Italian?
Where's your hubby?
He went to P Dubs.
Mm.
I don't know. A certain waitress that he wants to fondle.
I don't know what P Dubs is. What is that?
It's like a little sports bar. It used to be really small up here in Tatchby. Like it was just it's like a little bar. And then a lot of people in the town were like, there's really nothing to do up here. So like bowling or anything, like there was never a bowling alley up here. At least there was way back in the day. So the guy just took a business adventure and it's got like an arcade. It has like four pool tables or six pool tables in it. And it has 20 lanes for bowling in the back of it. And yeah, huge, huge bar now. It has like the frozen tray where you can set your beer on it to keep it cold.
Ooh, that's nice.
What?
It has like indoor cornhole and on like the event side. Like, yeah, there's dudes making bank off this fucking place.
Damn, dude.
Sounds nice.
And they still have an original one out in Stallion, which is real small, just a tiny little sports bar. And then they have the giant one that's in downtown Tatchby now.
Damn. Stallion.
Stallion Springs. Yeah.
Which, if you think about it, like the dude should have bought the old Kmart building up here. Because there's an old Kmart building and it's fucking massive.
Hell yeah, Kmart.
He could have put
Kmart everywhere.
He could have put bowling on one side with like the bar and arcade in the middle and then like a roller skating rink on the other side. Like that dude would have made so much fucking money in there.
Roller skating rink.
There used to be one up here that people were like raved about. Like it was the big thing. And then, but it was a mom and pop place and they passed away and then nobody ever kept it up.
Hey.
Mom and pa's.
Mom and pa's.
Roller rinker.
Dang.
Listen, they got good food. They got really, really good food.
As good as zebras.
As the spearmint rhino.
Maverick shut down. I can't believe Maverick shut down.
Already?
Yeah. They closed like before I left.
That's the steakhouse or whatever that went in place of zebras?
Yeah. Yeah. Gone.
What is that?
Oh, it's still there, but it's gone.
What is it?
It's because they're trying to sell a fucking tomahawk steak for $140 or something.
$1,000.
Oh shit!
Fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, and you had to order it like
the day before. You had to order it.
Hmm.
It's fucking ridiculous.
I still want to make. I'm trying to make it out to Iron Cactus tonight.
What's that?
I thought you said you went there, Jay.
Me?
Yeah.
Iron Cactus. I don't even know what that is.
That towards like Antelope Acres out there.
Cactus. Antelope Acres.
This is the steakhouse. It's like off like Avenue L or something.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Antelope Acres.
There's the Guido's. Guido's? By the airport.
Yeah, that's over here. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. One place I do like is Broken Bit.
Oh, yeah. Over by the mall, right?
Yeah, kind of. It's on 50th Street.
Oh, I was thinking Gold Spike. Pondo. Is that Gold Spike?
Mm.
Right next to Yard House?
No, that was Claim Jumper.
Claim Jumper.
They're gone. Right. They're gone.
They're gone. Claim
Jumper.
Yeah, they shut down.
Why? They were good.
I know that was good food.
They're freaking good, bro. Let me see here. Oh, shoot, dude. Dude, 25 August 1947. Major Marion Eugene Carl, United States Marine Corps, flying the Douglas D-55-5581 Skystreak, set a new Federation Aeronautique Internationale world record for speed over a 3-kilometer straight course, averaging 1,047.356 kilometers per hour. That's 650.797 miles per hour. The Skystreak was flown over a course laid out on Muroc Dry Lake, site of Muroc Air Army Airfield, now Edwards Air Force Base, in the high desert of Southern California.
Oh, shit.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a cool, like, orange airplane. I've never heard of that. The Skystreak. I'm going to have to look more into that airplane.
Did it streak in the skies?
It did streak. It struck. On 24-25 August 1932, Amelia Earhart flew her Lockheed Model 5B Vega from L.A., California to Newark, New Jersey, a distance of 3,939.25 kilometers or 2,447.74 miles in 19 hours and 5 minutes. She had departed Los Angeles Municipal Airport at 7:26 Pacific Time, 24 August, and landed at Newark Municipal Airport at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time the following day. This set a Federation Anarchique Internationale woman's world record for distance in a straight line without landing. Her average speed for the flight was 206.42 kilometers per hour or 128.27 miles per hour. Crazy, right? The Amazing. Thing is, it's like we have to talk about airplanes or something military. It could be anything military. It doesn't have to only be airplanes, because I've broadened our horizons by saying we're putting out these videos saying we are doing things military, not just
military,
not just airplane. You know, it'd be cool if we could get a couple people on here like Nico.
Nico?
He's too big.
Nico or Mandatory Fun Day.
Oh yeah.
Or the fucking what's his name on TikTok? Who listen?
Oh, I know his name's Jared Nunley or whatever.
I bet we could get him on.
Probably could.
The Air Force. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's ammo.
Yeah, he's still active.
We could still get him on here. Yeah.
Ammo.
Yeah, I bet we could get him on here.
We should reach out.
I'll try to reach out.
Get on the AFNET computer and hit him up.
Yeah. Oh shit, get on the fucking worldwide, dude. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or was it One Punch Dad?
One Punch.
Have you seen that guy?
No.
One Punch Dad, where he does the impressions of all the like soldiers, things like that. He had a really one that talked like this, that long face, and they got rid of the filter.
No.
Mm-mm. He's an army dude.
Need to get fun. Bat Dad.
He's funny.
Bat
is
Dad.
Is he military?
Dude, he kind of disappeared.
Is he military? Is he military?
Then no. Batman is military. Okay.
Yeah. No, he's militaristic.
No, he's not.
Batman is.
He wears a suit.
Oh, he steals the flavor.
He's honorary.
Swear to me. Ooh. Dude, that's even better. Even better. Okay, hold on.
What's better?
What's today? What's the date? Is it August 25th? 25th? August 25th. Oh. Oh, dude, check this out. August 25th in 1540, explorer Hernando del Alarcón traveled up the Colorado River. Crazy, right?
Traveled up?
Yeah. Traveled up the Colorado River.
Mm.
Yeah. Let's see. In 1942, five Navy nurses who became POWs on Guam repatriated.
The fuck does that mean?
That basically, they came home, dude.
In Guam.
Yeah. 1944. On today, 1944, after more than 4 years of Nazi occupation, Paris is liberated by the French 2nd Armored Division and the U.S. 4th Infantry Division. German resistance was light, and General Dietrich von Schulitz, commander of the German garrison, defied an order by Adolf Hitler to blow up Paris landmarks and burn the city to the ground before its liberation. Schulitz signed a formal surrender that afternoon on August 26th. Free French General Charles de Gaulle led a joyous liberation march down the Champs-Élysées.
The only thing the French army did good.
Yeah.
La Résistance.
You know, I had a, my dad has an old like 1942 French MAS, like a bolt action. Like that was their standard issue rifle. And if you put the bayonet on it, past the barrel, the bayonet only sticks out like that far. Like it's not much. Yeah. And it's, the joke is it's just enough, just big enough to put the white flag on it so they can surrender.
You know, the French used to have a badass army.
They used to, yeah, back when Napoleon was around.
The French
American.
Look at fucking
back Charlemagne. In the Viking era.
Charlemagne was a fucking, even before the Viking era, Charlemagne was a fucking French.
Back in this era.
Yeah.
Biscuits and cinnamon butter.
Biscuits and cinnamon
butter. Those were thou times.
I love that.
The times of thou scholars.
Thou scholars did love biscuits
and with cinnamon butter.
That's awesome, dude.
Damn, boy.
Damn, boy. That boy's thick, bro. 1950, and I'm just picking dates here because that's a whole fucking schnozzle. Oh, here. Let's do it here. Whoa. It doesn't go after 2005. 2012. That's weird. Dude, check this out. How about, let's do this. Congressional.
That's a thick ass bar. Damn, boy.
Did you hear it?
Yes. And what I'm wondering is, how do we get that on here?
Oh, I know.
Damn.
But I don't have the power.
Damn, boy. He's thick. Boy,
that's
a thick ass bar.
Damn. All right, now play it. Damn. Now play it.
Damn, boy. Damn, boy.
Oh,
that's a thick ass bar.
That shit's funny as fuck. Dude, check this out. Congressional Medal of Honor citations for actions taken this day, dude. Oh, wow. That's pretty good. I found this cool site with a lot of cool stuff on it. Let's see. 2003, NASA launched the largest diameter infrared telescope ever in space. NASA showed the first images from the 670 million Spitzer Space Telescope on December 18th.
No shit.
You know, somebody with a lisp would probably have a hard time saying that. Spitzer Space Telescope. I work for NASA. Spitzer Space Telescope. You like getting spin everywhere? You have to wear a fucking face shield, huh?
Sylvester.
That's true.
Sylvester.
Stallone.
The cat. The cat from Looney Tunes.
I know.
Suffering succotash.
Suffering succotash. I was Spider-Man while eating salads from Subway. Seriously.
I know him. He's a good friend, Sylvester. He's a good friend of mine. He's really good at keeping people out of the walls and out of the borders.
He shits in a box. No, I don't got to worry about it. Wow.
It's a great box.
Joe shits in a box. He goes in a box all the time.
Where is little Mikey?
I don't know, dude.
I don't know.
Is he ignoring everybody?
Let's make fun of him right now.
That fucking guy. So, only. Hello.
Hi. Hello. Hi.
Hello.
So, check this out. We're going to do a little trivia, you guys. All right. I'm going to ask you the question, and you guys are going to answer it. First to answer it correctly wins. Okay.
It's a trap.
And you could steal it. Okay. And you could steal it. Okay. Are you ready?
Okay. Okay.
Are you ready? What is the official name of the A-10 Warthog? Wait. Do you have a buzzer? who's got a buzzer? Who's got a buzzer? Can you do can you do a buzzer?
Thunderbolt 2.
That's correct. It's the Thunderbolt 2. That's correct.
Thunderbuns 3.
Thunderbuns 3.
Thunderbuns.
Thunderbuns. Thunderbuns 3.
Damn.
Oh, question number 2. Rhino, you got to catch up here. The
way A-10 behind.
Warthog is primarily known for its effectiveness in what type of combat?
What?
Air to ground.
You got to be more specific.
Support. Air support. Attack. Ground.
Be more specific.
Troops.
Nope. Judges won't take that answer. It's got to be more specific.
Isn't it literally air to ground support?
Or air tank support. Something. Something.
It's called something else. You got to get the name.
Close tank. Air support.
Tank buster.
Oh, Blackbeard got it. Cass.
Whatever.
Cass.
Ding, 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 ding. Number 3. What is the name of the powerful 30-millimeter cannon mounted on
the Avenger? It's the Avenger.
Is it?
Not the Vulcan. The Vulcan was the fucking 20-millimeter. The Avenger.
Can you tell me the rest of the name, though?
The Gal.
Gal.
G-A-U.
Gal what?
123.
Gal 8. Gal 8, 8. Avenger. 8 Avenger. Great job. Great job, something. Guys. This is cool because, that I am going to put some game show sounds and
ooh
things while we're doing this,
Can we get Steve Harvey to post the
I might. That, or I might just be like, just throw it on and not even edit it, Number 4. The A-10 was designed to excel at attacking which type of targets?
Tanks.
You didn't even buzz in.
Yeah.
And you didn't say, what are tanks?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What is?
Number 5. What is unique about the placement of the A-10's engines?
They're high.
They're turbofans up high for, maneuverability?
For landing on dusty airfields.
Yeah, be more specific.
Non-FUD reducing.
They're quieter. They're up.
I'll take all of that. I'll take all of that. You guys did really pretty good.
Living high on the hog.
Yes.
Which feature of the A-10, this is number six, which feature of the A-10 enhances its survivability in combat?
The titanium bathtub.
Whoa, you didn't buzz in.
But,
but that was good. That was good. In what year, this is number seven, in what year did the A-10 first enter service with the U.S. Air Force?
53.
1776.
Boom. The War of 1812.
It was actually 1492 when Columbus sailed the ocean.
The ocean blue.
Yeah. Wow. That's what it was. Wow.
I would say the 70 something.
Yeah, I'd say 77.
Is it? I thought maybe you had an answer.
Maybe before that.
It was after Nam.
Yeah, I would say that. Okay.
After Nam.
Which conflict was the first major combat deployment for the A-10?
I think it was Desert Shield. Desert Storm.
Desert Storm.
So the Gulf War?
Yeah.
That's Desert Storm.
Mm-hmm.
The Gulf War?
Yep. The first
Desert Storm.
Gulf War. The first one. Might have been the first, technically.
What is the nickname given to the A-10's 30mm Gallade Avenger cannon by pilots and ground forces?
Bert?
Bert.
Yeah, yeah. Bert. Bert. Yeah.
I don't know.
Which modification program was implemented to extend the life of the A-10 fleet?
Modification 2.
Mod package 2.6.
I don't know. Chat GPT did a horrible job of that today. Thank you for playing. This video was brought to you by Buns and Cinnamon Butter.
Tons of funds with buns.
Brought to you by
Tons of Buns.
Tons of buns. Dude, that'd be a cool shop, dude. Tons
of buns.
That was
tons
great.
Of fun with buns.
That was good. You know, we haven't even talked about tools today.
I know.
Which we are going to. I guess we could save it for next episode because then we'll have Mayor here and then we can make fun of Mikey.
What happened to Mikey?
Mikey.
I don't know.
He got Mikey'd?
Mike
probably went back to bed.
Back to his eggplant garden.
I gotta go out back and I was looking. I told my wife my okra's coming in just nice. The okra's looking good.
He mowed his grass and that was it for the day.
Yeah, he probably went in and took a nap. I mean, I don't blame him though. I went in and took a nap after I worked out today. After I was realized how fat I was.
Depression nap.
Depression. I was like, oh my God. Dude, listen. I went inside and I got me a cup of water. And then I watched some reels for a minute. And then I went to walk upstairs and I was like, holy shish kebab. This sucks. And then I went back to bed for like an hour.
Let's make it 10:15, guys. I can't do that. Let's make it 10:15.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know who else takes naps like that? Sleepy Joe. He takes naps all the time.
He takes naps. Dude. Yes. I need to learn how to talk like Joe Byron.
Just start calling of us Booty Juice.
Booty Juice in airports.
That Kill Tony was fucking...
Yes. That shit's so funny, dude. I fucking love that show. I love that show. And when Shane Gillis came out as President Trump and the other dude came out as Joe Biden.
Yeah, that was fucking good. They did a live one. Well, not a live one, but one at like Madison Square Garden, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Kill Tony?
Yes.
It's fucking good.
I love when Shane, he's like, oh, Shane Gillis is back with a, he brought a six pack and he's like, this is Chen. It's a transgender Asian woman or whatever. And he's like, oh, fuck.
That shit's funny as fuck. I was watching, what was it?
I like the guy who dressed up as Dr. Phil. Have you seen him?
Mm-mm. Talking about the old one that went on Dr. Phil?
No, he's on that panel with like Shane Gillis and them. He dresses up like Dr. Phil and
I think it's the same dude that did Joe Byron.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. But some guy comes out and he's like, I was molested by five people when I was younger. Like, do I get a book? And the guy's like, now's your chance, Dr. Phil. And he's like,
chance.
Who is your favorite?
That's fucked up.
It is.
Why don't you tell us about our sponsors, Blackbeard?
We have sponsors?
No, but that's real. We need sponsors. So if you listen to this podcast, give us some goddamn sponsors.
Tornadoes. Right? Nathan's Ballpark Franks.
Nathan's Ballpark.
Cinnamon Butter.
Cinnamon butter.
Fuck it.
Buttered sausages.
Tons of buns, buttered sausage.
I wish Gary Busey.
Yeah, Gary Busey.
Probably come honey. On, not know what we are. And him and Mikey could just like stare at each other.
Not jam.
I just bought a bunch of honey yesterday, actually. Costco special.
Nice. They got one of those up there?
Oh, yeah.
You bought a bunch of jam? Costco.
Honey.
I kiss it on the lips.
Yes. I got to make some mead. That's why I bought money.
Dude, hey, listen. I appreciate everybody joining in today. You guys are awesome, dude. Guess what's coming up next week?
You're going to live with me now. Huh? I'm going to take care of you. Because I love you.
I love you too, Mayor.
That's right. Mayor will be on this week. So you got to join in. Tune in.
I've met
the mayoral.
He's a good guy. He's my campaign specialist.
Yeah, he loves tons of buns.
Loves tons of buns. He has a control guy named Mayor. He's a good guy.
Hell yeah, dude. Brother. Yeah, it's going to be great.
The woolly booger brother.
Yeah, brother. Listen. Yeah. Don't forget to go to patreon.com/ Keys to the Jet podcast where you'll hook us up, help us out, help us become a third world podcast to a first world podcast so we can bring you better content. Today, this episode will hopefully be out today, and hopefully I'll have an AH-64 Apache helicopter video out for you today as well. Yeah, that was a quick word from our sponsors. What else do you guys want to talk about?
One sponsor.
Me.
Yes.
Yep. All right, my dudes.
Are you ready? Yep. You're going golfing?
A little bit here. Yeah.
Don't play with them balls.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You're going to go stroke it.
Mm-hmm. Wash them first.
I'm going to go get a lot of strokes, a lot of washing balls.
Yeah.
Who are you going with? Are you going with
just by myself.
His cousin?
The old B man.
Red's cousin over there.
The old B man.
B-man. Oh, yeah. No.
LB.
No.
LB. B-man.
Nope. Myself.
Alone.
I'm going to go on the green, and I'm going to go stroke myself.
It's fun every now and then to play with a group, but when you're by yourself, you can just keep your own pace and just not have to sit there and wait for everybody all the time.
I drink a lot of beers.
Yeah, I usually go get like a three-pack of the Michelob Ultra.
Micheladas.
Micheladas.
Oh, fuck me, micheladas. This things are disgusting.
I usually...
Micheladas.
I'll probably go get like a strawberry, strawberry Rita or something, you know?
There you go.
Get a little spicy.
Yeah. Get a little spicy. All right, then. Hey, listen. Blackbeard. Why don't you do the thing? Hold on. Don't do
it. It's scrolling. That's my thing.
Don't. Mm. All right, do the thing. Do the thing.
Facebook, Rumble, TikTok, and X at Keys to the Jet Podcast.
What? What? Is that where you can find us?
Listen, share, subscribe.
Obey.
Obey. Obey. Don't forget.
Follow us on
YouTube,
Twitch,
Instagram, Facebook, Rumble, TikTok, Facebook, and X.
You can also go
to fans.
Patreon.com/KeysToTheJetPodcast for $5 bucks. Become a paying member. There are some people that became members, but not paying members, Pando. Mm-hmm. All right. Become a paying member. Help us out. I know you got the Air Force money.
All the big bucks.
I don't want to call Pando Alpha Pando.
If all you right. If you don't subscribe, we're gonna go ahead and send Mick down. Mick's gonna come find you.
Big Dick Mick.
I've met him before in the streets. He's good. He's a good guy. Good guy. He patrols a lot. He's got a really, really great baton on him.
He's going to give you that look right in your eye before he fucks you.
Mesmerizing.
Yes.
Mm.
That's how Kamala won Roseman.
Yeah.
Chew!
I just sneezed.
Bro, why you sneeze like a girl?
I don't know, man.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks for joining us on our
thank you.
Our podcast that we still have no idea what we're doing.
It's obvious today that we still have no idea what the fuck we're doing.
Like, we're kind of semi-professional, but we suck still.
Mikey was supposed to show up some next episode. Actually, yeah. I want you to go on this YouTube episode that's going to be up on YouTube and comment and make fun of Mikey.
Yeah.
All right.
Say, where the fuck is Mikey?
Where's Mikey?
Stop playing with his okra. That's what I told him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course you're not available because you're fucking scared, you little bitch. Well, like, I don't understand.
Damn.
Why are you the sweetest man on the planet whenever I fucking talk to you? But then on the text message,
You're a fucking devil.
You're a fucking terror. Like, it's not. It's weird, man. It's insane. I want to break your fucking neck when you're on the text message. But when I talk to you in real life,
you're sweetest.
Cool. You're always so nice. You're just the sweetest.
So sweet.
What's going on?
Dude, you know what we should do? We should set up a drunk dial line. A drunk dial Ooh. Line. Just so our supporters and Mikey could call in drunk as fuck. Or, I mean, one of us, even. Call in, hammered, and then just talk about whatever.
Yeah.
Should.
You just leave us random voice messages on our Keys to the Jet Facebook Messenger.
I wonder if I could do that with Google Voice. Like, set up a Google Voice or something. Or, yeah, just do it on our Messenger. You got a drunk message? Just leave it on our Keys to the Jet podcast Facebook Messenger. Yeah. And we'll play it on the YouTube.
That'd be so good.
We won't put up names. We'll
no names.
Say a nickname or something like that. And then we'll play the drunk message.
Scummy and I forgot to tell you yesterday, so we went to Albertsons and there was a lady of Asian descent wearing an Afy's jacket.
Oh.
And the whole time he's like, I can't get it out of my head. All I hear is Asian American Federal Employment System.
Damn.
It never fails, dude.
Yeah, it's perfect.
He's always got my ass on his mind. All right, guys, we're getting out of here. We'll see you on the next one next weekend.
I love you.
Look out for Mayor. Bye, guys.
See ya.
Bye bye.